It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Senate Republicans releasing their newest version of the Better Care Reconciliation Act, you know, their bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. Reports say, meet the new bill. Basically the same as the old bill.
NBC News reports that while the new version of the bill does have some changes from the old version they couldn't pass quite recently, the deep, drastic cuts to Medicaid in particular are still in there. And the new version of the bill is still likely to take millions and millions of Americans who have health insurance right now and make them not have health insurance of any kind.
A new CBO score and a vote are expected next week. I spent a few minutes discussing what's at stake with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Look, these guys are not going to give up. They are motivated by ideology, which says that government is terrible and that we want to break every public health program that we possibly can. After they're through with health care, trust me, they're going to go to Social Security, they're going to go to the Veterans Administration, go after the post office. That's what their ideology is, not to mention that the very richest people in this country love the idea that under this Republican health care plan, they can get hundreds of billions of dollars in tax breaks, as well as insurance companies getting tax breaks, et cetera, et cetera. So we are engaged in a real tough fight. The good news is the American people are beginning to catch on that when you throw 22 million Americans off of health insurance, when you defund Planned Parenthood, when you raise premiums for older workers, when you cut Medicaid by $800 billion, this is a disaster, an unprecedented attack on health care in America. Latest poll that I saw, Nicole, had 12% of the American people supporting this absurd proposal. Our job is to keep the fight going. And the American people have got to stay on the phones. They've got to go to rallies. They've got to go to town meetings. They have to make sure that their Republican legislators understand that they will not accept this horrific piece of legislation.
Right. And there are a number of tools out there. We've been talking about them here. TrumpCareToolkit.org is one. But the best thing to do is simply call your senators every
Email
day.
Email your senator.
Email.
Let them know that you know what's going on. What Republicans hope here, as they often do, is that the American people don't know what's going on. You know, the media often engages in speculation and who wins and who loses, but they don't talk about what's in the bill. But the more that the American people understand what is in this terrible bill, they're saying, you're kidding me. You're not going to really throw 22 million people off of health insurance to give tax breaks to billionaires. That is what this bill is about. So let's keep the pressure up. So far, we have been able to push them back. There are a number of wavering senators. Some have one reason for opposition. Some have a different reason. But our job is to make sure they don't get the 50 votes they need to pass this. I was just watching Fox Television an hour ago. My staff had the television on, and I was being lambasted because Sanders says that people will die if this legislation goes through, and what a terrible guy Bernie Sanders is. Here is the truth. I made the statement a few weeks ago on television that, in fact, thousands of people will die.
Yep.
Because the obvious truth is, if you're struggling with cancer, if you're struggling with heart disease, if you're struggling with diabetes, if you're struggling with a life-threatening disease and you have no health insurance and you have no money, you tell me what happens to those people. And what study after study after study, it's not me. The Harvard School of Public Health estimates that if they threw 23 million people off of health insurance, up to 28,000 people a year
yeah,
would die.
Right.
So that's what we're talking about. This is life and death stuff. This is a horrific piece of legislation, and we have got to defeat it. And by the way, the next thing we have got to do is, after we defeat this terrible bill, we have got to mobilize the American people from coast to coast in the fight for a Medicare for All single-payer program. The United States has got to join every other major country on earth and guarantee health care to all people as a right.
If it fails next week, Mitch McConnell has made some threats about, oh, maybe having to work with Democrats. Is there the possibility of working together to, first of all, shore up the markets, to fix the markets so that there is insurance available in places where it's hard to get now, and maybe to finally get that public option in so someone like me, who's 57 years old, could buy into Medicare?
The answer is in the first point that you raised, shoring up, doing what we call cost sharing here, the answer is, I think, yes. What rational people would do, Nicole, is to acknowledge that the Affordable Care Act is far from perfect. Deductibles are too high, copayments are too high, premiums are too high, and prescription drug costs are way too high. So the question is, how can we rationally and intelligently deal with those problems? And one of the answers is just what you proposed, is to make sure that every American in every state in this country has the choice of a public option if he or she is not satisfied with the private insurance that's out there. That is one of the solutions that I think we should be offering, something that I support.
Hear the whole interview at NicoleSandler.com. The president sat for an interview with Pat Robertson on Wednesday and said he'll be very angry if Republicans can't get this done.
It has to get passed. They have to do it. They have to get together and get it done.
What'll happen if they don't?
Well, I don't even want to talk about it because I think it would be very bad. I will be very angry about it, and a lot of people will be very upset.
And that's a look at what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. The Nicole Sandler Show and What's News are 100% listener supported. So if you appreciate what we do, I hope you'll consider a contribution. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.